Bribery is one of the laws under the penal code that really affects gifts, but, you know, I don't really want to spend time on it because this is not one of these things that sort of pulls in people, I think, who are trying to do the right thing. It's not really a trap for the unwary. You know, somebody comes to your office with a bag of money and says, oh, no, I'm going to put, you know, lead paint in elementary schools, all right? So a 40-minute talk from me is not going to dissuade you from doing that sort of thing. You need more help than I can give you. Okay. But this, on the other hand, is something that is sort of a... it's a law that you can fall under without meaning to, and you can get in trouble with all of these good intentions, okay? And not everybody knows it's here, all right? So it's in the penal code. It's section 3607, and a public servant cannot accept an honorarium for services that were requested because of their official status, okay? And that's going to include a gift, a payment, or a compensation. So somebody says, okay, well, hey, you work at the Ethics Commission. Why don't you come and talk about gifts? And I say, great. And then they say, okay, here's some sort of payment or compensation. Sometimes I've actually seen things like this happen. So somebody's speaking somewhere, and then maybe they get like a really nice gift certificate, or they say, oh, we're going to give you a membership to our organization that costs hundreds of dollars a year, and we're going to do it in front of everybody at the end of your speech, something like that. Those are the sorts of things that can get you in trouble. Again, I talked about the culture of gratitude. People are trying to say thank you so much for coming to speak, and it puts people in an awkward situation. You have to say, I'm sorry, I can't accept that. So be aware of that one. And the ban, however, does not prohibit meals, transportation, or lodging if provided for a conference or similar event where you are providing services. And the services are more than merely perfunctory. So you actually have to be doing something. And, you know, they can pay for you to come and speak. They can pay for you to come, be the MC or whoever, things like that that you get because of your official status. If you're doing it for somebody, that's okay. I like to call this the sort of feed your speakers exception. Okay, so you can always feed your speakers, but other than that, you really do need to be careful of that one. So if you're putting on an event and you've got a public servant, be very careful about what you want to do for them to say thank you. Okay. Gifts to public servants, generally, so this is section 36.08 of the Penal Code, and a public servant cannot accept a benefit from a person who is subject to that person's authority. Okay, so if you're in a regulatory agency, that would be anybody subject to regulation by that particular public servant or the agency in general, so it's pretty broad. Any public servant exercising discretion in connection with contracts. So that's something that you really need to be careful of. And I do want to say this provision applies in regulatory situations, okay? So if you're regulating somebody, it doesn't apply to, say, I don't know, students giving gifts to teachers. You know, I see like everybody's got apples, you know, in their thing. And so, you know, if you want to give your teacher an apple, that's okay. Don't have to worry about that. But if someone's in a regulatory agency and they regulate you, don't give them anything. Well, except that certain gifts are not prohibited. Okay, so if the item is worth less than $50, you can give it to somebody who regulates you. But cash, check, and negotiable instrument are treated differently. So that $50 exception does not apply to cash, checks, or negotiable instruments. And here's what I wanted to talk to you about. A gift card is treated as cash. So the Ethics Commission considers a gift card to be the same. So you can, we've already said, a cup of coffee is not a benefit, but a gift card for a cup of coffee is treated differently. Okay, so just, you know, if you learn anything today, just actually learn, just hand somebody the hot cup of coffee. Also, they can accept the mug too, so that's all fine. But the gift card, you can get into trouble. Anything given based on an independent relationship, and there are opinions and I think open orders on this on our website about what an independent relationship is. Obviously, family, personal relationships, business relationships, that would mean a business relationship outside of the, you know, business of being regulated by that person, and professional relationships. Something interesting that the Ethics Commission has said is that board members can give stuff to their agency staff. So, you know, they can, you know, send a ham over to the office on Christmas and things like that. That's not in this. That's actually treated as an independent relationship. Also, like, if your kids are friends, if they're in the same class, there was actually an opinion on that. There was, I think, like, a lobbyist and a legislator, and, you know, their kids went to school together. Can they, you know, give each other birthday gifts? You know, things like that are fine. So,